This is University Beat. I'm Hafsa Qureshi. If you love maps, there's a new exhibit at the Tampa Bay History Center that you're going to want to check out. The museum is working with the University of South Florida to showcase more than 6,000 historic maps and charts of Florida dating back to the 1400s. We spoke with Rodney Kite Powell, the director of the Touched-In Map Library, while crews are putting the final touches on the exhibit.
We have always had a map gallery here at the museum, but what we're doing with this new space is expanding our reach into the kind of cartographic world with not only the exhibition of Florida maps, but also fostering research and writing and lectures and all kinds of things that relate to Florida's place in the new world and its kind of place in the world in general.
What's on display?
Currently here at the Touched-In Map Library, we have on display an exhibit of recent acquisitions. Mr. Touched-In, who is really the inspirational founder for the Touched-In Map Library, is still collecting maps actively. And so in 2017, he acquired a number of maps, and we're displaying about a third of those acquisitions here.
Why exactly is this exhibit so important? Why is it such a big deal?
They're important because they're our way to reach out to the community and teach people about Florida, Florida history, Florida cartography, the importance of Florida throughout history. We have certainly become an important state in the past 20, 30 years because our population has grown so much. So much happens here politically. We really are one of those bellwether states. You can see the pulse of the country by looking at Florida. The Touched-In Map Library and Florida Center for Cartographic Education is one of only 10 cartographic centers in the whole country. There are institutions that have map collections. There are institutions that foster research and other institutions that have a display component. But you'd have to go either to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., or the University of Texas at Arlington to see a true cartographic center that does all of those things in the same institution. And so there really was this void left that was not being filled. And so because we have access to this wonderful collection, and because we have access to scholars here and USF and really everywhere else, we're able to create this cartographic center and help teach that Florida story through maps.
So how exactly is USF involved in this project?
We are doing this cartographic center in partnership with the University of South Florida. And it's not just the funds, which are certainly very important, but also a lot of the expertise that the university has. And so we're working with a variety of departments at USF, a lot of which with the library, but also working with the history department, working with digital humanities, really trying to branch out and use as much of the university as possible. Ultimately, we'll be able to go into the art department and have them utilize some of these maps because they're just incredible works of art, some of them, certainly the oldest ones. Obviously geography, history, but even engineering and math because of what it takes to create a map, both now and historically. You can really teach a lot of great lessons in a variety of disciplines, and we're hoping to be able to capitalize on that as best we can.
That was Rodney Kite Powell, the director of the Touched-In Map Library. The exhibit will display different pieces from the collection every few months. The current set of maps runs through April. To see photos and a video of some of the maps, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Hafsa Qureshi.